From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Guyanese-born British Labour MP Bernie Grant, just back from Baghdad, warns the West.
But if you're dealing with someone who's prepared to die and is prepared to take the world with him, then you deal with him differently. And if you're dealing with someone playing around a bit.
In Suriname, the biggest floods in 50 years are seen as a washing in, a fresh start. I'm Leslie Goff, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Guyanese-born British Labour MP Bernie Grant returned to London from a mission to Iraq on Christmas Eve. The mission, which was organised by the London-based Afro-Asian Solidarity Movement, was intended to express concern about the very serious implications for regions like the Caribbean if there was an all-out war in the Gulf. I asked Bernie Grant if, after visiting Baghdad, he now believed the Western nations had underestimated Saddam Hussein.
Saddam isn't a schoolboy. He isn't naughty. He isn't a crazy person. He isn't a tyrant. He is very well respected and liked in Iraq and Jordan and in Arab countries. He has the full and total support of his people. He also is very clear as to what is happening, as to what forces are ranged against him. But he believes that he should die as a martyr, and that the people of Iraq will also die as martyrs. Now, and that his cause is just and God is on his side and so on. Now, if that is the situation, and that is the situation, the reality of the position in Baghdad, then the Americans and everybody should take note of that.
So you're saying that the Americans and the Westerners are misreading the situation in Baghdad?
Well, either they're misreading it, listening to President Bush, or they're deliberately being dishonest about it. Because if you're dealing with someone who's prepared to die and is prepared to take the world with him, which is the way I read it, then you deal with him differently than if you're dealing with someone who is just playing around a bit. And I think that that's a dangerous misrepresentation of the position in Iraq that I found.
What was it that you saw in Saddam Hussein which convinced you that he was willing to die himself and take the world with him?
Well, I think that they are totally calm. There is no fear. They have been monitoring all the things that the Americans have said and have done, and they've seen all the television pictures and everything, and they know exactly what they have ranged against them. But they are very calm, and they are prepared, as I said, to go to their death. They think that if you die as a martyr, as the Prime Minister Ramadan said to me, there are three things a person should die for property, for his country, and for his dignity. And they think that all three things are involved here, and they're prepared to die for it.
What are your predictions? Do you think there's enough time to avert war?
Well, of course there is enough time to avert war. I mean, for example, they are quite clear that they're not going to leave Kuwait. And I can't see them leaving Kuwait because the whole question of Kuwait goes back to the old Khalifa Baghdad, and we're talking about thousands of years, that whole question of Kuwait. And I certainly believe that the matter should be dealt with by the Arabs. We saw the whole determination of the people. We met a whole number of people. We spoke to everyone from politicians right the way down to ordinary people in the street. We spoke to students because we were allowed a free rein.
And when you say free rein, were you being escorted around?
No, we weren't being escorted around. We were escorted to the official meetings we had with the Revolutionary Command Council members and so on. But we were allowed to move freely around the country. And they said, go and talk to the ordinary people in the street, which is what we did. And we found the people there very calm and saying that, well, yes, we support Saddam. We think that it's gone far enough and the Arab nation needs to reassert itself.
Did they give you a real welcome as a third world person presenting the Caribbean's interests there?
Well, yes. I mean, we were representing the Afro-Asian Solidarity Committee. And our party was made up by a bit of Africans and Asians and, in fact, an English journalist. And we were made very, very welcome. I mean, I think that Saddam Hussein and his people wanted it to be made quite clear to the rest of the world that they are fighting, on their behalf as well. Because what they said to me was that they wanted oil to be at a reasonable price for third world countries and so on. And they didn't want the present situation where, there was a monopoly by certain countries and all that. So that they were saying that they are fighting in the interests of everybody, and they wanted people outside of the region to understand what was actually going on.
Your impressions, have they been much altered by the visit, or are they pretty much as you felt prior to?
Before I went out, I thought that we should give sanctions an opportunity to work. I was always against the war, but I thought that we should give sanctions an opportunity to work and that Saddam should leave Kuwait. Now I've changed my position, and my position now is that the Arabs should sort it out. If you're going to allow the Arabs to sort it out, then you have to remove sanctions and remove the troops from the Gulf.
British Labour MP Bernie Grant. A Surinamese newspaper is called the Christmas Eve coup, which removed President Shankar and his government, a coup by phone. Chandra van Binnendijk in Paramaribo told me what the papers mean by coup by telephone.
Well, this was called a coup by phone because the military took power by making a phone call to the presidential palace on Christmas Eve. The ministers were all gathered there, and they were told by the army to just go home and to wait further instructions. And this was really amazing because never before we had a coup without any violence, without military presence in the streets, without restrictions like curfew or road blockades. And it was all very, very, very peaceful the way that the transition went. In short, the problems of the people have been increasingly and increasingly continuing, and the government has not shown any